Gimel Halten. We're up to Daf Pei Ches and Beis, the bottom of the page, the Mishnah. It says in the Pasuk, V'neder almono grusha, the neder of an almono, widow or grusha, divorcee. She makes a neder while she's a divorcee or widow. Yakum Allah, she has to keep her neder. Now, what in the world does that mean? Obviously, she's keeping neder. Ketzad. So this Mishnah is going to inform us, what we seem to be learning Pshat in the Mishnah is, that even though if she makes a neder to occur at a certain time, let's say in 30 days, and in the interim she married somebody, so when the neder kickstarts, she's already a married woman, and we know that her husband can cancel her in the darim, but we don't look at the time when the neder kickstarts, we look at the time when she actually made the neder. Therefore, Kate said, Umrah, she said, Hareini nazira, I want to be a nazir, but when? La'achar shleishiyim, after 30 days. Afapi, even though she nisaz, but even though she got married within the 30 days. So now when the neder kickstarts, she already has a husband. Nevertheless, ein yochel hafir, the husband cannot be mefer the neder. Why not? Because we look at the time when you made the neder. Round at the bottom of the page, Masnisin, four lines at the bottom. Three lines at the bottom. The vada krol lahochi asin. Definitely the pasuk has to come to teach some kind of a chiddush. The beloy nisaz, if she didn't get married in the interim, lama itzel krol. Why in the world would you need a pasuk? To tell you the yokum aleh, that if she makes a neder while she's a widow, she has to keep it. Pshita, obviously, man meifula, who will annul it? Elevada nisas itzaklem. We need to tell you in the case where she got married, the kivon shenadra ba'oil almana, she made a neder while she was still a widow. Afapi, even though she amra, she said she yochla neder lach lamyem, even though she said the neder will come after 30 days. Kinisas la'acha mekena, she got married afterwards. Einu meifir, she doesn't cancel it. Mishum de baser amira azlin. We look at the time when she said the husband cannot cancel it. We look at the time when the neder was said. She nadra kaidem shenisas. She made the neder before she got married. Ein abal meifir bekaidem. The husband cannot cancel the neder were made before they got married. That's the chiddush. That even though the neder didn't start till after they got married, we look at the time when she actually made the neder. Back
so
to the Mishnah.
He's got a problem with he has to say I won't marry till you after your nazirus finishes.
He could do that. But if he didn't? What if he doesn't know about it? Yeah. Says the Mishnah Vayta, what about the other way around? Nodra, what happened? She made a neder. She was still married to the guy when she made a neder, but she said, I want the neder to start in 30 days. In the meantime, she got divorced. Can the husband cancel the neder? And the answer is yes, because they were married. But again, we look at the time when she made the neder. When she made the neder, she was married. So the husband has every right to cancel the neder. Mayfula Kate said, Umra, she said, Harenian, the Zidal Achalami, I'll be another within 30 days. After 30 days. Afa Pishan is Almon, is Gasha, Betech Lamet, even though that she became an Almon or widow, and within 30 days, Hareza Mufa, the husband, can cancel it because she made it at the time when they were married. Ran, no Ran. Nodra Boy Biyam.
So, in other words, he's Mayfula, so that when the 30 days come around, it's not Chal.
In other words, exactly. So, even though you know, the Chiddush here is, as we'll see in the Gemara, that you look at the time when she made the neder, not the time when the neder starts. So, l'chumra and l'kula.
Case. What haven't been what I have here?
Because we'll see there's a day that says you look at it when the neder starts. That's the neder. In other words, even though I said the neder today, the neder is not a neder till it's supposed to start.
If we just had the first part of the Mishnah, yeah. The Mishnah was silent from what it says here, if without the Mishnah, what would we say based just on what we've got here? If we just have the ratio of the Mishnah.
Because you would have, in the Sefer of the Mishnah, you would have thought, since we're not, in the Reish of the Mishnah, we're saying that the husband cannot cancel the neder, right? So we're being machmesh, she has to keep her neder. It's a chumrah. Yeah. Here, you're being mekel. That even though she made a neder for after thing, because the husband cancels, she doesn't have to keep it. That's a bit cooler. So it's a chiddush. Case number three. Nodra, this is interesting. Nodra boy b'yayim, on a Tuesday morning, she made a neder. Viniz garsha boy b'yayim, then she got divorced. The moment she got divorced, the husband has no right anymore. He didn't cancel it yet. Has no rights. Then, interesting, Herzida boy b'yayim, Tuesday afternoon, they got married again. Einu yochel lahofer, the husband can no longer cancel the neder.
Is that considered koidman now?
Oh, even though she made the neder when they were married, the same Reuven and Leah were married in the morning.
But that whole marriage is gone. That's ois.
That's the chiddush. You might say that chosav and eir, like the original marriage is exactly. Kamashla, no. It's a new marriage, and a husband cannot cancel the kaidmin, what happened before his marriage. This is the rule. Kol she yotzel l'shus atz masho achas. Once she went into her own control for one moment, einu yochel hafer, the husband can no longer cancel.
Isn't there with the ksuba something before you can have the first ksuba still apply or something in this case? With regard to the ksuba, the cover the financial obligations, it's
yeah.
Also gets cut.
Everything gets cut, starts again from scratch. That's the chiddush. Ran. Ran.
Yeah,
let's say from Arusa, it was only Arusa. And then Arusa, you don't pay. Ein yochel hafrish. Ein habal mefer bekoid, because the husband cannot cancel the previous ones. Now, the Mishnah doesn't say whether the first marriage was a proper marriage in Suyin, or just an Erisin. So he said, "V'i hachazor de Erisin b'chudi." And if we're not clear what the Mishnah is talking about, if the Mishnah is talking about the Suyin or Erisin, so if we're talking about the Suyin and she got divorced and the father already lost all his rights, it's only a question of the husband. And the Chiddush is the husband, so even though it's the same husband, it's like a new marriage. What happens only Erisin? By Erisin, we say that after Erisin, she goes back to the father. "V'i hachazor de Erisin b'chudi." It's only Erisin. So the father never lost the control. Nami einu yochel hafesh, the new husband can no longer cancel together with the father. The kibun shenisas says you got to remarry shuva in lavias chuzba, because the father no longer has a shaychas. Because now she's nisas to this guy. Not just if she would be only engaged to this guy on a Tuesday afternoon. She was engaged, got divorced. They got engaged 10 minutes later, and this time they get said, you know what? Let's get married quickly before we divorce again and get into a fight. Mm-hmm. Commitment. So now the father lost his rights. That even though she was in the father that morning, before she made the neder, now that she got married, there's nothing they can do to annul the neder, even though it's the same day. Says the Gemara, Tanya in the Braise, interesting machleke between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and the question is whether our Mishnah takes one side. Almana ugrusha she'amra, they say hareini nezida, a woman says I will become a nazir likasha en nasei, if I get married, right after I get married I want to be a nazir, and then when he says, so the nezir does not chal now, the chal only later when you get married.
When question is the husband's
right, can the husband cancel or not? So l'chay is the same issue over here. If we look at the time you made the nezir, the express the nezir, the time when the nezir is chal. Rabbi Shmuel I'm a yafer. Rabbi Shmuel says yes, you cancel the neder. In other words, you look at the time when the neder is chal. And Rabbi Akiva I'm a lo yafer. You cannot cancel the neder. You look at the time when it was made. It was made when she was single. This simona, and remember this machleke, because there's another machleke as well. You remember yolali. Yud is yafer. Lamed is lo yafer. Lamed is lo yafer. Yud is yafer. In other words, there's two cases. In one case, this is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says that Yafir b'kiz is lo Yafir. And the next case is the other way around. Rabbi Shmuel says lo Yafir b'kiz is Yafir. What's the next case? On HD, she was a married woman at the time. She said, "Harein is either like your guys. If I get divorced, I'll become a nazir after the divorce." Then is Garsha. So now she made the neder while she was married, but the neder isn't chal until she's no longer married. Is Rabbi Shmuel in this case says, since you look at the time when the neder is chal lo Yafir, here's the lamed because there's no longer the husband. Rabbi Kiba Amar Yafir.
Well, Rabbi Shmuel says lo yafer means going back to, you know, because they're saying that she's nizgavish.
Right? She said she made it dependent on his grusha.
Yeah, and she's nizgavish. That's right. Yeah. So when Rabbi Shmuel says he
lo yafer, but
the halois of the time that they were married, or now
any time, no, of course later, b'yom shamay
of the neder.
Yeah, since at the time halois and neder, he's no longer married, and at the time she made the neder, there was no neder here, so therefore there's no hafara. Now, what's the basis for this machlekes? They both argue about a pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel holds the main thing is when the neder is chal. Rabbi Kiva holds the neder is when neder is said. Omer Rabbi Shmuel, Hareyu Omer. It says in the pasuk, in the pasuk words of a neder almona grusha. It says in the pasuk, neder almona grusha. What do you mean neder almona grusha? Ad shehi neder b'shas almonas v'gerushin. That it should be a neder at the time. In other words, when does she have to keep it? If the neder is chal when she was an almon and gedushin, so the husband has no right. We look at the chalois when it says the neder almon, not when she said, but when that the neder takes effect when she's an almon and the gedushin. Could Rabbi Shmuel holds? You look at the time of the neder is chal. Rabbi Kiva says, Hariyomer. It says in that same pasuk, Koil Asher Osral Nafshe. If a neder almon grusha, Koil Asher Osral Nafshe, which is the time when she said it. You look at the time when she made it. Actually, you see neder b'chas almon gedushin. When she said it, she had to be an Amon Gedishin. That's when she keeps it. But if she said it when she was married, I don't care when it's Chal, she's an Amon Gedishin, the husband can annul it. So the Chayra, Amar Al-Chiz, the Masnis in Rabbi Akivi. Our Mishnah is exactly what Rabbi Akiva. Our Mishnah says you look at the time when she said it, and it's exactly what Rabbi Akiva said. You look at the time when she said it. The only difference between our Mishnah and Rabbi Akiva's case is the case. Our Mishnah said 30 days. It happens to be that she got married in between or divorced. And in the case over there, she chatchila said, I don't want to take effect until after my marriage, or I don't want to take effect until after my divorce. So why should that be a difference? The main thing that Rabbi Chizda said, the main thing is, you look at the time of Amid or the time of Chalais. And as a baye, that's why the Gemara says it from Baye Rabbah, the halachas kebasroi, because a baye is the first one who took every Gemara and analyzed it to the death. It says a baye that even though superficially it seems to be exactly the same, anechti ketog. Afilu teim Rabbi Shmuel. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't necessarily see there's a connection between our mission and the Braisa. No, why not? It's exactly the same machlekes. Look at the scenario. Mas nisin in our Mishnah, she makes it depend on 30 days. Nothing to do with marriage or divorce. So our Mishnah, talya nafsha, our Mishnah is tali b'yoymim. Our Mishnah is tali, she said, in 30 days. Therefore, and we'll see in a second, and Braisa, talya nafsha b'nisuin. In the Braisa, she makes it depend on if I am married or not married. She makes it depend on this, her situation. Or divorce, depends which case. The Reisha, the Sefer. In one case, she said, I will become another after I get married. So she made it depend on marriage.
Abaya is saying, you can learn the Mishnah Loit Rabbi Shmuel, that it depends on the Chalois.
Sorry?
Is Abaya saying, I'm asking, that you can learn our Mishnah even Loit Rabbi Shmuel, that it depends on the Chalois, not on...
He's saying Rabbi Shmuel made it depend, her neder, on her change in her circumstance. This neder should not be chal until I get married. Right now, she's single. I don't want the neder to be chal until I get married. So she's making it... She's expressly saying that the chalois and the neder and the amida are two different circumstances. Or she said, I don't want the chalois to be left out of divorce. So what's she saying? I want the chalois not to be in the same mind of the matzah that I am in when I said it. So because she clearly said, I don't want the chalois and the amida to be the same kind of condition I'm in. So therefore, we have to choose. We choose the chalois. But in our Mishnah, she didn't talk about marriage or divorce. She just said 30 days. It happened to me she got married. It happened to me she got divorced. It's quite possible if she wouldn't have changed her circumstance, then it would have been a proper neder and the husband couldn't interfere. Therefore, we don't have to choose. If you don't have to choose, you always go after Amira. And that's our Mishnah. So Bishmol will be made in our Mishnah, you go after Amira, because you don't have to choose between Amira and Chalais. It's only in the case of the Braisa, where she clearly said that I want the Chalais to be in a different situation than I'm in right now. Either I want them to be divorced, or I want to be married then.
The anyway, it'll be complicated if she gives a time plus American.
She combines the two things. Yeah.
Okay, true.
30 days if I'm divorced, or 30 days if I'm...
Right. So show me yom mivalein is garshu. Show me yom mivalein means, but it's quite possible the 30 days should come up, and she didn't change her way. She's still married. Or it's quite possible the 30 came up, and she didn't get married. She's still single. So therefore, there's possible one another. Okay, that's so. Therefore, there's no raya that our Mishnah has anything to do with machlekes Abaye and Bishmol and Bekiva. Everyone is married. Our Mishnah go after the Amida. Then the Mishnah continues. Klal, this is the rule. After the Mishnah tells you that she was married in the morning, and then she got divorced, that she married. Why do you have to finish off Klal? There's a rule. Whenever a Mishnah Klal is coming to introduce another din that the Mishnah didn't mention. So what other din is it coming to introduce? Klal, this is the rule. The Tani that it says Gabe Night Hamorosa Lasuye to include the following case. What about Holach Ha'ov Im Shluche Baal? If the father went together with the Shluchim of the husband. That since, even though the father is still taking care of his daughter, but because the husband's shluchim are there as well, so then what happens? They both have a hand in her Torah's Nadarim. The father, because he didn't give her up yet, but the husband already started. Even though the husband didn't get engaged with her, the fact that the husband's shluchim are there to take her, to get engaged, the husband already starts right then and there. Oisha holchu shluchim, not the father himself went with the husband's shluchim, but the father sent shluchim with the girl to represent him. Im shluchim abav. By Shluchibal. The Naida Amorosa, in the case of a Naida Amorosa, with the day of the Naida Amorosa, it's inside the father, inside the husband, both together, jointly. Annul her neder. So over here, they're both jointly. That both of them are made for the Dorim. So that's what he's coming to tell you, Zeh Klal. That if she leaves the Rishus for 1 minute, she's free. But here, she never left the Rishus. Because the father's shluchim are still with her, escorting her to the husband's shluchim, and they're walking together to the husband's house. So therefore, there was never a shoachas that she was free, and therefore, to annul her neder, it's a joint event. That's what this Zeh HaKlal comes to teach you. Zeh HaKlal, the Tony Gabi, the Eilu Nadarim, and then the next one, it talks about another klal. This next Mishnah says over there also, we'll soon see, it says the Zeh HaKlal, what does that come to teach you? Is the following. We had before, but Zeh HaKlal. What do you call it? So this first Zeh HaKlal that we just said, the Shluchi Av never lost, is in the previous Pedic where it talks about the father and the husband are both joint efforts, and says Zeh HaKlal, that's come to teach you where the father sent Shluchim. What about the Zeh HaKlal in this mission here? What's it come to teach you? That it says in the Mishnah, if she goes out in one moment, she's a free woman. What's the case over there? teach you which din. Zeh klal diktani gabi vein l'dorim. This klal over here, which is about in l'dorim, la'asuyei, comes to teach you, mosara of l'shluch habala. The father did walk away, gave it over to the shluch of the husband. The father's shluchim gave it over to the shluchim. No longer can the husband, the father cannot be mefer because he's no longer there. The husband cannot be mefer because when she said the neder, she was still had a father. Now that he wants to be mefer, the father is no longer has a right to be mefer. So therefore, nobody can be mefer. That's the chiddush. If she's yotze the shus atzma shoa achas, she went out 1 hour because the father gave it over to the shluchim of the baal. The father can no longer be mefer, and the husband cannot be mefer because
he needs the father.
Because he needs a father. Because the father, when she made the neder, she had a father. And we look at the time when he made the neder. Mishnah. Teisha na'oris. There are three cases where a girl, the father no longer writes, and we break it down into nine. Each of the cases brings another three, and the Rishalmi says that this is only to play around with people's minds. To show you, nine cases of girls that we make niders where they make a net naktam a nider, make a neder, and nobody can annul. Nidrein kayami. One is, if we're talking about, there's a yisayma b'chaya of, how can it be a yasam when your father's still alive? If she got married and divorced. When she got married and divorced, even though the father's still alive, she's an orphan, she's gone. He has no longer any rights over her.
Yisayma in respect of being in his rishus.
That's right. Legally, it's a euphemism. Teisha nidrein kayamin, case number one. By Geder, she's already 12 and a half years old, and vihi yisayma, and she's a yisayma. Now, the truth is, you don't need both, but that's when you learn three different possibilities.
When he says navis, it doesn't mean 12 and a half, it means female.
Sorry?
When the Mishnah uses the word navis, it means female, it doesn't mean 12
and a
half.
But now she's a begetis.
Yeah.
And she's the same. Now, you don't need both. Once you have begetis, the father no longer has any rights. But you have two reasons. And she's the same chayav. That's case number one, yisayim chayav. That's why it's only chedud ba'alma. You don't need it. Case number two, with yisayim b'chayav, naida ubagra, vihi yisayim, that she made the net then when she was a naida. She made the net when she's a naida. But now she's a begetis, and she's the yisayim b'chayav. First case was she made the neder while she was a begetis. Second neder in the case is she made the thing while she was a naida.
But she was a naida, but she was, what do you call it?
She was in the father's shoes.
Yeah, she doesn't have
the father's shoes. She was a naida when she was a father's shoes. Now she's a begetis, and she was married and divorced. Now when we're going to court, whatever it is, when we're going talking about it now, she's a begetis right now.
She was a
naida.
She was a naida, but the father had the shoes?
Yeah.
She,
And then all this happened in between. We're talking about the father didn't find out, obviously, because then became Shammai. The father found out, by the time he found out when she was a Naira, she made this neder. Now when he found out, she's a begetis.
She's already out of
and she was already married and divorced in between. She had a very eventful life.
By the age of 12 and a half.
Right. Her life hasn't even started yet.
So in other words, at the time that they find out, there are various reasons why he doesn't have a shot.
Exactly.
But one of them is enough.
Yeah. Case number one is she made the neder while she was a begetis. So obviously the father's not right, but we add the yisayim chayav. Case number two, she made the neder while she's a naira. But by the time the father found out, she's already yisayim chayav because she got married and divorced. Case number three, naira shaloi bagra. When she made the neder, she was not a begetis yet. But vihi yisayim. And right now, she's still a naira, but she was married and divorced. All these three cases, the father has no rights. Case number two, which is the case number four, where she's mamish and orphan, the father taka died. Boy, get it, she made the neder, while she's a begetis. Or may severe father died when she made the neder. Or boy, get it. And, naida, she was a naida when she made the neder, but then she became a begetis, and then a may severe father died, which is mamish yisayma. And neither shall I bogra, or she's still a neither. But amazing, if her father died. In all these cases, the brother can't come in and be made for the net, and that's it. No half father's a daughter. In the case number three, which is case number seven, Nara Shemesavia, a neither that her father died. Umeshemesavia, but now we're going to learn three cases which, by the time we found out, she's a begetis. She made the net, which is a neither. Her father died. Umeshemesavia, but now she became an adult. Case number one. Or
who's now asking the
husband. The husband, does she need a husband, father or not? By Gere, she made the neder when she was an adult. Vavir Kayim, she made the neder when she was an adult, and the father was alive at the time. And then he died.
When we're saying alive, you mean Begashmis?
Yeah, now we're talking about real Gashmis. This is the second to last case. Or neder by Gere, Vavir Kayim. Or she made the neder, she was a neder, then she became a Begeres so when the father was alive, and now the father died. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, so that's nine cases, but really they're all redundant. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Hamaisi Bita Haktana, he marries off his daughter, which is a Haktana, not just a Naida. Then his Almana in his Gash, became a widow or divorced. The Chazre Etzlan, she went back to her father, and she's still not by Gerasi, she went back to her father to be taken care of. Or she's still a Ktana, makes no difference. She's still a Ktana, but she's married and divorced. The Chiddush is a dying he neither. The father has no longer control. She's
even
in the dolls already. Yeah, exactly. He's feeding her again. She's only 9 years old.
Financially,
yeah.
He's
but
responsible.
That's it. Once she's married and divorced, father loses these legal rights.
Always got the right to the fire bills.
So why are you mentioning Naida? Because a Ktana is an Adorim are meaningless anyway. The whole, when is an Adorim of a girl make sense? 12? Or Mufla Samachlish, which is 11.
So then what do we have the first few cases for when it talks about she was a...
You have a concept called Mufla Samachlish a year before. Then Adorim are Chal. By him, 12. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, Zudi Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Abba Chachamim, the Chachamim say, Sholish Naida Nidrei Neda. Rabbi Yehuda makes it 9. Chachamim bring this home, not arguing, but they take it down to 3. That 3 Naidas Nidrei Kayamin. One either by Geddes, if she was a 12 and a half when she made the Neda, so the Dharma Kayam. I don't care which scenario the father, she was married, divorced, who cares? Or Yesema, real Yesema, then obviously, even though Naida, her daughter Makayim. And the same of Chayav, or the father, the father was alive, but the marriage and divorce. All 3 cases. No, they don't go through the exhausted 9 possibilities. They just go through 3. Next Mishnah Koinim. A woman says. Now here's another interesting machleke, a concept. Koinim. She says, what about if a person makes a neder on the condition? If you do this and this, then I won't do this and this ever again. If you don't listen to me, whatever, I won't do this again. Can the husband be made for the neder? Can the husband cancel the neder before the tanai was breached? She says that if you go to my father's house, I'll never cook dinner again. Now the husband didn't go yet to the father's house. Can the husband at this date already, before we look at the Amira, the Chalais. Now we're going a step further. Even though it's Amira, but there is no neder yet unless he does something to breach the neder, to defy that neder. Then the neder kicks in. Can he already now be made for the neder before the Tanai was breached? And the Mishnah give an example. I forbid she'eini nena. I make a neder. I will have no longer hanar from you, la'aba, or from you, la'aba, my father, la'vicha, your father, im oisa ani al picha. If I'm going to do what you ask me to do, then I'll never ever have hanar from my father, or I'll never have hanar from your father. But she didn't do it yet. She didn't defy yet. So the neder didn't kick in. Can he be made for at this stage? Or case number 2, she'eini nenis lach, I'll have no hanar from you, im ois ani al pi abo al pi avich, if I listen to my father or if I listen to your father, I will never have hanar from you again. Hareza Yofa, the Mishnah says he already can be made for it.
Isn't that Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva?
No, because there is Amira versus Chalois. Here it's a step back.
No, we're saying, can you be made for the Neder before
it's... There's not even Amira here, because there's nothing here. There's nothing. There she gave a fixed time. There she gave a fixed time. The Neder definitely will be Chal, but in 30 days, or whatever it is. Here, the Neder may never be Chal, if he doesn't defy it. He might not breach it, or she might, whatever it is. So, Ran.
Can you inoculate against the nether?
Oh, that's exactly right. Basically, yeah.
That was when he gets married. He says, whatever rebellion you will ever make,
I'm the same idea.
Now, we're talking about the Dorim which are Beinoi Lebeinoi. Remember, we said before, the only Dorim Bechlal is Inyan, it's not Inyan Nefesh, is either Beinoi Lebeinoi. So, Ran. Neither Beinoi, the Loizu, Avzuk, Tanyachay, the 2 cases. One is, the first case was she made an Ilchay, the same thing. The first case was that she will have no hanor from her father or his father if she does something. And second case, I won't have enough from you. L'chayde says that I need a bein elozu of the ketani. He's a machirish. Has another to eat on the reisha b'chud only the reisha. I remember the thought which he says, I won't have any benefit from my father, your father. The b'shemachi yachalaf. You know why? He can mefim shum the mahashta mitzri. From now on, it's already usad iba hanas of the having hanas from her father mishum nadir because of nadir because of nadir. Iba meshet tasel lepi. What it'll do mishum tano because of tonight. V'kivon the leka b'chad mahana gavi midi degri etfei midvorin shebeino lebeino. Since over here it is an idea of beinoy lebeinoy, therefore he has a right to be made for. Kivon shekein chal haneder mikre. It's as if the neder already is chal. She says, I will not do what you want me to do. So that's beinoy lebeinoy. So therefore he has a right to be made for straight away. Kivon shei efshesh loytesa lepachas midvorin shebeinoy lebeinoy. It's impossible that memano shech she's doing something beinoy lebeinoy. She says, if I listen to you, in other words, I'm not going to listen to you, right? She said, I'm not going to listen to you. But if I do listen to you, I won't have anything to do with your father or my father. So either way, you're affecting my lifestyle. You're crimping my lifestyle. So therefore, the husband has a right to be made for. He says, if she says here, I will not have any anor from you if I do what my father says. Now, doing what her father says has nothing to do with him. So therefore, one side of the equation affects him, but the other side doesn't. If she doesn't do what her father said, no problem. The tonight that she said, I will not do something for my father, there's no inyan nefesh involved. Doesn't affect him. So Sal Kedak, I would have thought, maybe the husband Chal cannot cancel this neder. Kamash Malon. Kivon the Tosa Tanoi Bedover she asui lavet olav. That since she made the Tanai conditional, that something that she will, if she's over, will affect him. She actually she made a Tanai that I'll never do something for my father. I'll never do something for her father. It's impossible if you're that a woman shouldn't have nothing to do with her father, nothing to do with her father-in-law. It's as if it's inevitable that she's going to affect her husband. Had a yochel hafi, he can be made for the ksavat tana that masi amish hold the chay gavne baal made for can be made for afa pishul echal neder even though the neder was not chal yet. Says the Gemara, Tan be learned sheini nehenis la abal avicha. She says, I will have no hana to your father or to my father imani oisa lepicha. If I will do what you want me to do, then I'll have no hana from my father or your father. Rab Nosson says, Amisha learns it as if everyone agrees. It's unanimous. Rab Nosson, however, says, Lo Yafir, he cannot be Mefir at all. The Chacham Maimechom says, Yafir. Rab Nosson says, because there's no Neder yet, first the Tanai has to be breached. So therefore, there's nothing to be Mefir. However, Chom says, Yafir, he can be Mefir, even though Neder's not Chal yet. What about, she says, we had it before, Netula anim and Yehudim, I'll have no sheiches to any Jew ever again, im mishamascha, if I will have tashmish with you, I will never have any sheiches to tashmish to any Yid in the future. Rab Nosson says, lo yofir, again, you can't be mefir because there's no Issa yet until she has tashmish with her husband. The chachom am yofir. Ahu gavre, there was a person, the itzer han nosadam. No, this was a new Gemara, maybe we'll stop here. We'll learn to Mechamayim tomorrow. Okay, thank you.